This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. On the day before Thanksgiving, the biggest travel day of the year. Not very encouraging words for those traveling to be with family and friends, but today, well, it will also bring a protest that's been dubbed National Opt-Out Day. Some travelers say they'll refuse to go through the new full-body airport scanners. And if enough people take part, things could get pretty complicated in those long airport security lines. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Opt-Out Day is the brainchild of Brian Sodergren, founder of OptOutDay.com.
I'm just a guy that was aggrieved and put up a website, you know, a one-page site. First time I've ever even done anything like that.
Sodergren has certainly inspired Philip Cardon, a university student from a military family who's flying home to Texas today. He's going to refuse to be scanned, opting instead for the alternative, the new up-close-and-personal enhanced pat-down.
I've also actually ordered a shirt that has the stock image of the guy with his arms above his head, but it's the image that would be taken by the machine with a big old no symbol over it. I'm just going to be wearing that when I opt out.
But not everybody likes opt-out day. Anti-scanner websites have been getting angry emails from travelers who don't want to be delayed. And then there's the media backlash. On Monday, Slate.com called the protesters, among other things, paranoid zealots, techno-libertarians, and tea partiers.
That's funny.
Melissa Heisen generally votes Democratic. She's also a mother of four who's going to avoid air travel for now. If she has to fly, she says she'll opt out of the scanner.
Even though I'm never going to see the person behind that booth, it's kind of like, I'm 40 years old and there's things, places where I don't want anyone to see. So I guess I would go with a pat-down.
For Heisen, it's about privacy. For others, it's about the radiation emitted by the X-ray version of the scanner. Still others object to what they consider security theater, expensive machines that make travelers feel safe, but may do little to stop new kinds of terrorist attacks. They wonder why it is that you need to have a body scan or an enhanced pat-down now, when neither was required just a few weeks ago.
This is the way the government operates. They don't leave people with a lot of choices.
George Donnelly runs WeWon'tFly.com. He's speaking on Skype because right now he's in Colombia with his family. They need to come home eventually, but he won't compromise.
If we have to cancel our flight, I guess that's what we'll have to do. But there's no way that I'm going to submit my family to this nonsense.
And this is where you see this movement's lack of a center. Brian Sodergren, creator of Opt Out Day, is open to compromise. For instance, he's willing to consider scanners that are less explicit. Brian Callahan of DontScan.us says the scanner opponents are what he calls a very vocal minority, but it's still a minority without a unified front.
Everybody has a point where they'll say no, whether it's the enhanced pat-downs, whether it's the machine that scans you naked, whether it gets to the point where it's body cavities. Where do we draw the line? And that line is different for every person.
Yesterday, Transportation Security Administration Chief John Pistol said he was sympathetic to privacy concerns, and he said the TSA will look into the possibility of a less invasive pat-down for travelers who opt out. Martin Costi, NPR News.